A leaked report on recruitment and retention within the BC Sheriff Service paints a gloomy picture of one of the province's oldest law enforcement agencies. Castanet News received a copy of the 174-page report prepared by the Business Research and Diagnostics Team, a team of researchers within the ministries of the Attorney General and Public Safety and Solicitor General. The report, requested by the Chief Sheriff, involved 35 focus groups across the province and 17 structured interviews between October 2022 and February 2023. It concluded failures in the recruitment of new staff were found to be primarily caused by low and incompetitive pay and benefits, inadequate allocation of resources for recruitment efforts, and the structure and management of the recruitment process. Regarding the retention of existing staff within the BCSS, the project found that it was mostly affected by low and incompetitive pay and benefits, structural and management issues resulting from the BCSS's placement within Court Services Branch, and dissatisfaction with the limited role and duties of deputy sheriffs, the report summarized. These factors were followed by dissatisfaction with leadership at the executive and supervisory levels, as well as with the organization's supports and systems, including tools and workspace, professional development, and staffing practices. Some issues brought forward were historic or legacy, the report suggests, have improved somewhat under the current assistant deputy minister. Others remain unaddressed. The issues have resulted in staffing shortages over the past 3 years, with those leaving the sheriff service surpassing its ability to recruit and train new staff. Consequently, there have been numerous instances where courtrooms throughout the province have operated with a deputy sheriff present. If this situation continues unchecked, it could lead to court closures and limited access to justice for British Columbians. The report states several critical changes will need to be implemented to reduce attrition rates and allow the BCSS to replenish its ranks. Chief among those, a significant increase in sheriff pay to narrow the gap with external agencies competing for the same labor market, detaching the service from court services and establishing it as an independent agency, reporting to the Deputy Attorney General. Several groups within the research study identified former colleagues who left due to bullying or harassment or what was described as a toxic environment. The alleged behavior included supervisors making comments that employees found inappropriate, uninvited physical contact of a sexual nature, making threats against employees' job security, and singling employees out for undue discipline. Complaints were raised of a old boys' club, where longtime friends or relatives were given preferential treatment. There are, also, indications that the culture within the BC Sheriff Service tends to discourage the acknowledgement or reporting of problem. Deputy sheriffs expressed that by raising concerns they risk being labeled a troublemaker and treated poorly by supervisors. The report, by all indications, has only been circulated internally. There's no indication what the next steps will be. In a brief email response, Attorney General Nikki Sharma says sheriffs play a critical role in the justice system, ensuring people have safe access to services provided by the courts. I know recruitment and retention has been an ongoing issue for the BC Sheriff Service, and that's why a thorough review of the service was conducted, based on sheriff feedback, to find out how we can improve workplace satisfaction, said Sharma. I am grateful to staff who have shared their thoughts and recommendations for this report. We are now reviewing the report to determine next steps.